your doctor recommended regular dose of conspiracy theory.
Yeah, now we get to the root of it.
It is entertaining for these 2 years.
And find something that might
be. Anybody got in there after the planes hit.
Stand up and fight back.
That other than the government story.
Negotiated with Iran to hold release of the hostages.
J. Edgar Hoover and...
Welcome to the ATS Review from AboveTopSecret.com.
The Internet's most popular conspiracy theory discussion board. Giving marching orders to the Tinfoil Hat Brigade for 7 years.
It's Thursday, October 12th. Welcome to the ATS Review number 5. This is the Skeptic Overlord, and with me on the other end of Skype is...
Springer. Hope everybody's doing great tonight. We've got a big show for you tonight. We're going to discuss the craziness that is North Korea. Skeptic Overlord has a lot of threads about that. We're going to talk about some really good old threads. We're going to dig them out of the closet and cover them. Right now on ATS, the Overlord's Threads, Springer's Threads, Ask the Amigos, and a whole lot more. Hang in there and get ready.
Recommended by 4 out of 5 extraterrestrials.
Well, number 5. Let's see if we can make number 5 better than number 4. What do you think?
Well, I mean, number 4, for God's sake, had the longest birth of any podcast, I think, in history. So it came out pretty good, though. I was actually...
It was painful.
A little bit surprised how well it came out, considering the mood we were about then.
Yeah, the content came out okay, but I was, like, you know, barely audible throughout the whole podcast. I was, like, you know, just in the back.
Yeah, that was a strange deal because you're right there with the gear, and I'm all the way across half a continent. That was different.
That was me screwing
but
up.
You are
that was the sound.
You are breaking in. Screwing up. You are breaking in the new Above Top Secret Ultra Professional Mix Top Level Recording Studio, right?
Yes. I hate post production, and that's what I'm going to be doing. We've given up on trying to find the perfect. Live workflow with you hearing all the sound effects and me playing them and then just compressing to MP3 when we're all done. That's over, so hopefully it's going to sound a whole lot better when we're done with this.
Man.
And
it's got to. Because I have no idea what you're doing up there. I mean, for all I know right now, you can ring bells and whistles. Oh, this is going to be interesting.
So, what are you drinking tonight?
I am drinking. Are you ready for this?
I can't. You know, I'm. I try to guess ahead of time every time we do
Shocker.
This podcast.
Shocker! Totally different yes. tonight. Tonight is a splash of Coke with Maker's Mark.
Oh no!
Yes,
you daredevil
and,
you.
And you are imbibing in.
Well, you know what this one tastes like. I'm having the Coors and Dunk Abbey Brown Ale.
That's the kind, brother. Man, you need some chocolate with that.
That's the good stuff.
That is.
No, that was the Taddy Porter.
Taddy Porter. Oh, oh,
oh. You got to get it right.
This was the
right.
This is the one we had.
This is the first one we had. Right, the
yes.
first one.
That was good. They kept getting better, so it was hard to tell. I mean, they were all good.
Yeah, it was all good. So today we had some copyright madness on the site, didn't
oh,
we?
Oh yeah. Yeah, you know, you'd think if you can operate a computer that you can read, you know?
I mean, right. We had a member who, shall remain nameless, create a stink because we removed his podcast from the feed because it contained some commercial music.
Yeah. If we don't really want to go broke defending ourselves in court against the record companies. Gee, that's big.
Yeah, because one member just decided not to read the podcast guidelines.
Yeah. And then the best part was he brings up some other site that shall also remain nameless that, you know, I mean, who knows what these guys are doing, but they're not going to be doing it long if they're doing what he says they're doing. I didn't even check, did you?
No, I didn't bother checking because it doesn't
right.
matter. That, you know, we've chosen to operate this way.
Ethically and legally.
Yes. There you go. And the most important thing is that we really try to run our operations in a way that respects the content of other people, because we anticipate that if we act that way, hopefully at some point somebody will respect the content of our members.
Reciprocity.
In turn.
What a concept.
What a concept!
Wow. Please hang up and try again.
From the dusty archives of old threads.
Okay, I'm going to lead off the discussion of old threads with an oldie but goodie that dates back to 2003, November of 2003.
Wow.
That's not the one. Okay. I had the wrong window open. Let's keep that one in there. Even though we're in post-production, we'll still keep our goof-ups. Yes, this one is June of 2003, so it's more than 3 years old.
June 6th.
No, actually, I'm sorry. I'm reading the date wrong. I always do that with our date format. This is actually February of 2003.
There you go.
February 6th, 2003. Remember Deep Waters wrote a thread, North Korea threatens U.S. with first strike. North Korea is entitled to launch a preemptive strike against the U.S. rather than wait for the American military to have finish with Iraq, the North's foreign ministry told The Guardian yesterday, warning that the current nuclear crisis is worse than that in 1994 when the peninsula stood on the brink of oblivion. A ministry spokesman called on Britain to use its influence with Washington to avert war. The United States says that after Iraq, we are next. And the deputy director, I'm not going to pronounce that name.
Ri Pyong-gap.
Oh, good.
Ri Pyong-gap.
You're good at that.
He's my buddy.
But we have our own countermeasures. Preemptive attacks are not the exclusive right of the U.S. Now, I just thought it was amazing that we had a popular thread about 3.5 years ago dealing with North Korea using nuclear weapons.
Oh, yeah.
Is this deja vu all over again or what?
Yeah, and I actually remember this thread. And when I read it, you know, as we've said before, God knows my views have changed dramatically over the past, you know, 3 or 4 years. And I remember when I was reading this thread thinking, do what?
You know? They have what?
And in reality, you know, that little Ri Pyong-gap guy was exactly right. You know, they're not the exclusive right of the U.S. And George W. Bush did come out and say, you know, the axis of evil, and we're going to clean house. Amazing. But the beauty of it is, in my mind, this guy is still getting paid. Every time he freaks out, he's like Chavez. Every time this guy freaks out, I guarantee you, we're slipping him cash in the back.
I'm not so sure about that. Maybe if this was 10 years ago with Madeleine Albright.
And Michael Jordan basketball.
Yes, that's a now famous video. But no, I sort of think this guy's a loose cannon. I'm not completely convinced that he's playing by the script.
With that hairdo, he's got to be, man. I mean, come on.
I mean, no.
Wow.
Nobody writes a hair like that into the script.
Ooh, man. Yeah, actually, I'm kidding around, but I, you know, I'm with you, and I think I'm just so jaded about how corrupt the whole gig is that it's hard for me to really picture that this little bitty guy with China pissed off at him, Russia pissed off at him, God knows we're pissed off.
Well, hold on there, Bubblooey. China and Russia aren't necessarily falling in step with us today, if you've noticed the recent news.
Yeah, they may not be falling in step with us, but they're sure as hell not picking him up.
Right, but I think, they're not picking him up, but they're falling back from their initial hardline stance soon after the so-called test.
Well, you know, recognize the media you're reading that in.
BBC.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, it's not as bad as Fox News.
Yeah, it's true, but, I mean, I don't know, man. If you know the guy, I almost feel ashamed to say this, but if the little bastard really is pulling this off by himself, you know, go, little guy. I mean, really, stir the shit up. I mean, let's go.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. So that was a neat little thread. What have you got? What did you dig up from the Dusty Archives?
I have grabbed hold of a really, really oldie but a goodie, and it's kind of personal to me, seeing as how I live in the subject of the thread. This thread is "Have I Disturbed Someone Revisited?" This one was started by my beautiful and
that's not what you call her when you call me on the phone. You have a different call her something else.
Right. Thank you, ex-buddy. Yeah, whatever. My beautiful, extremely intelligent wife. And the title of this thread is "Have I Disturbed Someone Revisited?" This thread is kind of like the 757 Pentagon, monstrosity that we've got going. It just won't die. And it's a great read, not only because, of all the crazy stuff that's happened around here, that kind of continues. We've had a little lull in the storm lately, but so many members have chimed in with their own experiences. It's really a cornucopia. I'm not going to say that word in the podcast. Cornucopia. Yeah. A compendium of paranormal activity and domiciles. A smorgasbord. It's a bloody buffet. Seriously, though, it's a great thread, great read. If you've got, 3 or 4 days. it's in the, I don't know how many pages it's up to now, 30 or 40.
I thought it was long.
At least.
I thought it was more than that. But, yeah, it's a long thread. It's actually been a while since I looked at the thread, because it does take a commitment to read through it and get the gist of everything that's going on, which is indeed very fascinating.
Yeah, the comments by members and the suggestions and things, and I'll tell you, the beautiful and beloved wife has actually followed through and done a few of the suggestions, and things did get quiet. I mean, it's pretty weird. I mean, me being the not really into the paranormal ghost thing, having lived through this and kept up with this thread, I got to tell you, it's an interesting read and definitely worth the time.
Paranormal Forum.
Paranormal
Forum. So
www.
We have all kinds of forums, even paranormal. I've got one more, which as I was looking, I figured required some attention. It's and I didn't send this one to you, so it's a complete surprise. Uh-huh. But this is going way back, March 11th of 2003. Written by a member who I haven't seen around in a long time, Uneasy 2K3. And the title of the thread is 100% Pro-War. And he leads out, all these anti-war protesters say, yes, let's get rid of Saddam, but not by war. That's all very well and good, but how else do you want to get rid of him? Walk up to him in his palace and say, oh, Saddam, old chump, would you mind stepping out into our bulletproof riot truck and let us take you back to the U.S. for a public murder? There's a good chap. And it's interesting to see the progression of this thread. From 2003 on ATS, based on the information of the day, and compare that to where we are now, there was it's actually a pretty long thread, by 2003 standards, 6 pages. Pretty much every active member, from that era of ATS chimed in, and a few familiar faces, with moderators and members that are still active today, but it runs the full spectrum of political finger pointing, about Saddam. Some conspiracy speculation in there, some really wild conspiracy speculation, and a few members that have completely bought in to the media story, especially Colin Powell's dog and pony show at the UN. that? And
God, I'll never forget it.
Yeah. So that's another really interesting thread. that relates well to current events. Yeah, we'll post the links to these threads in our podcast thread once it's all posted and ready to go. After what? It's going to be like 2 or 3 days of post-production, I'm sure. What did I get myself into?
AboveTopSecret.com.
We've got a great situation brewing on our beloved AboveTopSecret.com right now, wherein one of the top experts in the world, potentially in the galaxy, not counting aliens with super intelligence, who has agreed through many emails, conversations with yours truly, to join our team in a very unique fashion. As far as any alternative topic website goes, I don't think anybody else has anything close to this. A gentleman by the name of Dr. Christopher Kit Green. Whoa, the bells just went off in anybody who's, you know, hung out in UFOlogy.
It's you and those UFO guys again. It's gonna be the death of me, I can tell you.
The aviary. Woohoo! Yes.
Oh, no.
The great part is that Kit Green, yeah, Kit Green is just one of the most genuine, most humble, polite geniuses I've ever had the pleasure to speak with. And he also, not only is he one of the absolute top foremost experts on the planet in forensic science, mapping the brain using MRI technology, on the board of directors of some of the biggest, you know, names in the business world, completely respected, totally credible, a number one top shelf person, but he's also fascinated and interested in many of our subjects, which to me makes him one of the most unique people on the planet. I mean, how many guys with his credentials do you know that are would even think about the stuff that we cover? Seriously. One. So keep your eyes peeled for that. There's a thread that I'm going to cover in my little thread section, the Human Brain Research Project. It's in the research forum, and that's definitely worth checking out. And we'll get into that one a little bit later. What do you got?
I don't have anything. Well, yes, I do. I guess this cropped up today on ATS. It's a thread that started late in the day, 6 o'clock, and took off. And I think as soon as I say the member's name, you're going to know what thread I'm talking about. The member is Slap Nuts.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
The title of the thread, the term C-tier should be banned from the 9/11 forum.
Yeah.
Now, and he gets into mentioning that there is indeed a lot of derogatory usage of the acronym CT, conspiracy theorist, CTER. I guess it really should be CTIST, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, well. Anyway,
yeah, I think
I guess
so.
It doesn't matter. But yeah, in the we do have a sort of an influx of people that at least come across as professional debunkers active in the 9/11 forum, who are using the term C-tier as sort of a derogatory back-of-the-hand swipe at all people that believe 9/11 conspiracy theories. On the other hand, I mean, come on. I think we should have thicker skin, don't you? At this point?
God, I would hope so. I mean, okay, we're gonna start banning words other than the obvious, you know, seven deadlies and what have you. How politically correct do we really want to get? How thin-skinned do we want to be and protect that thin-skinned?
I proposed a different acronym, but I don't think it took.
I have to say, I recognized
TFHB,
it.
The Tinfoil Hat Brigade. I think that's just awesome.
That's Yes.
That's right.
And I'm a proud member of it.
Especially with all that UFO crap that you're into.
Oh, yeah. Hey, don't you call my stuff crap. I mean, look whose people came up with the CTers is a bad name.
They're not my people.
Come on now. They're your people, man. They're your brethren.
Okay, but, you know, I have thick skin. I can take it. Just bring it on. Just bring it on. Just don't make fun of the red
God
tights.
Knows. With what you and I have been through because of Above Top Secret, I think.
Yes.
The Overlords Top Threads.
Okay, we've had a lot of activity with North Korea this week, and as soon as the so-called test was announced, literally within moments after the announcement of the test, Odium began a thread on the ATSNN forum. North Korea says nuclear test successful. Breaking news on BBC from Seoul in South Korea. The North Korean official press agency has said they have conducted a nuclear test. They say the test was a successful process and no radiation has been leaked. These reports have been confirmed by South Korea. And the threads progressed from there, covering a number of topics. Alpha Beta 1 posted a thread in the War on Terrorism forum. And if we get more of these threads, I think we may need to make a new forum.
That was one of the questions we were asked, I think.
Yeah, we'll get to that. Mm-hmm. His post, U.S. makes blunt threat to North Korea. Yeah. For those who may have thought that North Korea was of no interest due to lack of oil, this CNN article may change your minds. And the article reads, the U.S. envoy to stalled North Korea nuclear talks says the United States will not tolerate a nuclear North Korea and has warned not to test a nuclear weapon.
You slid right by that, Pyongyang.
Yes, I did. I've had too much Corson Donk. I was reading.
You didn't spend 2 years of your life in Asia like I did.
That's great. Good for you.
I don't know if it's good for me, Joel. Maybe not good. Yeah, this one was really a really good threat because it brought out, you know, it was the only threat I saw all day that brought out our reaction.
Yes.
And wow, that was a pretty blunt threat.
Come on, it's been a long time coming, don't you think?
Oh my God, yeah. I mean, it's just more crap.
What did Condoleezza Rice said last year? That she felt the North Koreans were disappointed that not everyone is jumping up and down about them or something?
Yeah.
In a Wall Street Journal interview. do you get the feeling that they don't think anyone takes them seriously for good reason?
Maybe. I mean, yeah. I mean, you know, the hairdo notwithstanding. Wow. You say you have a test, yet there's no seismic activity to back it up.
Yeah, it's not quite.
What if these guys are like they're in the 50s or something? You think you can really fake this stuff?
Well, there is some speculation now, and I forgot where I saw it. I think it was, I think it was in the New York Post of all places.
Oh, that's great. My favorite paper.
Yeah. But there was some speculation that perhaps the test was conducted in this particularly dense, loose soil area in those mountains that would dampen the seismic effect. That would be detectable.
Okay. Then they're either have completely proven themselves the dumbest bunch of people in the world, or they just completely verified the fact this is all crap. I mean, if your whole idea, the whole intent behind popping off a nuke is to let the world know you got it, then you're going to put it in the most seismically readable, biggest impact zone you have in your territory. So there's no doubt, no question, everybody goes, oh, shit, right? I mean, come on.
so that, I mean, that brings up another issue. I said earlier that maybe these guys aren't playing by the script, but, you know, maybe we're thinking of the wrong script.
Yeah, exactly.
You'd think, I mean, there certainly is enough evidence available to the general public and certainly our government that this test was bogus. And that's another strange thing. I mean, we've got, you know, billions of dollars of sensitive equipment, you know, built just to detect if another nation has capped off a nuclear device and we're not sure.
Yeah. I mean, what the hell is that? I mean, our own members have kept up with seismic activity. Better than these guys. I mean, I think Valhalla went that morning and looked at the seismic activity and was like, yeah, crap.
Yes.
Crap. Yet our government's coming out, well, we're not really certain if maybe they did, maybe they – gosh, what do you want me to say? Oh, yeah, we think they did.
Yeah, it's like they're not sure how they should react and they're
– Exactly.
They're playing along, but secretly, maybe not so secret, but, you know, also playing the confused, I don't think so. It's very bizarre. And you'd think it would be more valuable to take a public stance telling them, you know what, you're full of shit.
Yeah, exactly. Especially with the October surprise, you know, there would have been a great one. You got midterm elections coming up. So my immediate thought is, wow. They really don't know, because if they did know, they'd draw a hard line,
right?
In hopes of, you know, getting that "we're tough on terrorism" message out.
Terrorism? This isn't terrorism. I don't know what this is. This is one weirdo. But the most disturbing part about all of this is, you know, there is the outside chance. Well, we know he's trying to make weapons. We do know that. And North Korea has proven themselves to be the most greedy, most bribable regime out there who sells their weapons to anyone and everyone who's got some cash to pony up.
Connection to tough on terrorism.
Oh, okay.
Who are they going to sell it to?
Well, that's just it.
Yeah. I mean, they're certainly not going
to
risk.
They're going to sell it to the U.S. Black Ops that will pretend to be Al-Qaeda.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because, I mean, they're surely not going to risk having their you know, homeland obliterated. They're going to sell it off. And that's the thing that I think Kim Jong-il has continuously held.
You are good at that. That just rolled right out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can speak two or three of those languages.
I'm impressed. This is the first time I'm genuinely impressed with you.
Beautiful. Anyway, he is absolutely held the carrot out. You know, completely that if you don't give me what I want, I am going to sell my nuclear technology to the terrorists that you claim are threatening the lives of every normal person in the world. And, you know, what else has he got?
Bad hair.
Yeah. Man, he's got bad hair. I thought Bill Ryan had bad
hair. Apparently he's got a thing for blondes, too.
Yeah, he does. He does. I think he kind of was winking at, what's her name, too, with the champagne glasses? That's a good-looking woman right there, buddy.
Who's that?
Madeline? Yeah.
Albright.
God. I want to scare puppies back into their mother's womb. Make a freight train take a dirt road. Okay.
So there's another thread that goes in line with what we've just been talking about. And this one was started yesterday. North Korea says sanctions equal war. Yeah. This was started by Kojak. A North Korean official said Wednesday that any full-scale sanctions imposed to punish Pyongyang. Say that for me.
Pyongyang.
There you go.
Pyongyang.
For its nuclear test would be a declaration of war, according to South Korea's Yonhap News Agency. Oh, I got that right.
You got that one good. Yes, and just for your edifice, thank you very much in Korean is 감사합니다. There you go, a little language lesson with your podcast.
감사합니다.
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 Not bad. All right.
That's actually a pretty good name for a Korean car company.
Yeah, it would be. Hyundai wasn't already taken.
Well, so anyway... this thread grew quickly, and there's also a lot of speculation. There's some conspiracy speculation. There's some talk, some more mainstream talk here. It's a very, very interesting thread to go through and see what our members are saying. And Mr. Conspiracy, early in the first page, says, Armageddon is here. Korea has declared the intent to use nuclear weapons on the United States. So that's a little preview into how that threat is evolving. And it's a very good read.
Yeah, and really, I mean, with virtually nothing going on in Afghanistan and Iraq other than complete bad news, what a great attention getter North Korea is working out.
Right. Well, apparently, you know, the good news from Afghanistan is the drugs are now flowing properly.
God, let those people make a living.
Yes. So apparently our black ops need to purchase more weapons for South American freedom fighters.
No doubt.
Does it feel like that all over again? Is it just me?
Yeah. Can you say Contra?
Yeah.
Jesus. And you know, there's nothing new under the sun. History repeats itself. How many different ways can you say it? But these guys have really potentially gotten so good at this game that they're pulling another one right under our noses and nobody's even watching.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? It's spooky. It's just a little too spooky.
Yeah. I mean, all the attention right now is where? North Korea. Why?
Because it sucks everywhere else.
Yeah. Exactly. Unbelievable.
Springer's favorite threads.
My threads today. Yes, I'm going to stick with a little bit of everything. I'm going to take us a little bit away from North Korea. Actually, I'm going to take us completely away from North Korea because I just think that if you spend too much time on that stuff, you really miss all the fun stuff. You know what I'm saying? The fun stuff.
Like, we have fun stuff?
Yeah. For example.
That's amazing.
We've got the Senate Minority Leader, Harry Reid. Oh, what a guy. What a guy. I mean, I haven't... Go ahead.
No, you're doing just fine.
Oh, I haven't seen a real estate scam set up this well.
And you know all of the real estate scams.
Oh, my God, yeah. Yeah. Since North Dallas in 1989, and I won't go into that boring story, but... I mean, this guy really had it happening for himself. But then he kind of made a little mistake. He forgot to report a $1.1 million windfall to the Congressional Oversight Committee. Did he think they wouldn't see it?
and wasn't that windfall on property where his name wasn't even on the deed?
Of course. I mean, that's Jesus awesome. Christ. Come up with some new shtick, fellas. I mean, really, you know, it's a great move. You start a little holding company. That holding company goes out and it buys all kinds of property. You bribe a couple of zoning officials to jack the zoning up the way you need it. You get in bed with a guy who is an expert at doing this stuff, and everything's rosy. But for Christ's sake, put your second twice-removed cousin's name on the corporate charter, not your own.
Yes.
Oh, God, what amateurs. I'm telling you, if these guys want to, you know, we should start a new site. All crooked government agents come here. You know, I mean, we'll set you straight. We'll teach you how to do this stuff without getting busted. I mean, absolutely amazing.
Well, I've never been, at least I'd say in the past 15 years, I've never been impressed with the apparent intellectual prowess of anyone currently in Congress or the Senate.
Oh, God. Oh, no. Anyway, I just thought that Harry Reid's Dirty Dealings Unearthed, that is in our ATSNN.com. That would be the AboveTopSecret.com news network forum.
That must be a political topic.
Yeah, but it's a good read. There's a lot of good comments in that. And, you know, we just need to continue to expose these morons. If you're that dumb, don't play. That's all I can say.
Nobody's going to play.
My next one is in the aliens and UFO forums.
That one is a surprise.
Personal favorites. And this one is really good because it's titled Undeniable STS-37 UFO, open parentheses, debunk this, exclamation mark, close parentheses. Yeah. So there's an invitation for a butt weapon on ATS, no doubt.
Okay.
The interesting part of this is this member who started this thread would be in Cunabula. He basically, officially, this is what he says. Officially, this is as good as it gets. Spherical in shape, it comes into view out of nowhere. The NASA camera is steady and the UFO decelerates as it begins observing. It's not amongst the thousands of ice particles, so no mistaking it for that. And can't be space debris because it stops in front of a space satellite. P.S. You need a real player to watch it. No, you don't. One of our great members put it up where you can get it on a whatever you got. So anyway, the beauty of this thread is most people, you know, come in and they go, well, yeah, it's water. This has been debunked 30 times. But then we get kind of a shocker in here. External sources regarding STS-37. And this guy has gone out and found a person named Mr. Oberg, who evidently was in Johnson Space Center in the control room while this happened. And this guy actually is quoted through various emails that he traded with a gentleman by the name of Donald Ratch, which I don't know who he is, but he obviously had contact with Oberg. And one of the interesting things is that Oberg says in a mail, snail mail, of all things, my God, people still use snail mail, dated July 14th, 1992. He says, I was sure there was a rational explanation for it, but it was an impressive apparition. I saw, you know, he was watching the night side of the Earth, I guess, while the shuttle was going over. He saw a bright ovoid image cross the screen from left to right. And this guy, Oberg, is in NASA control. He makes this statement. It was an extremely impressive apparition. And then about 2 years later, he finds out that this has been spread all over the internet. Mr. Oberg does. And he's like, all of a sudden he says, no, I was crazy then. You know, it was just a city, a lighted city passing by the screen. Now, wait a minute.
I'm looking at a screen cap of this thing right now, and that's a pretty high altitude city.
Well, no shit. Mr. Oberg, it's one thing to, you know, want to distance yourself from the UFO crowd in your position, and I appreciate that. You know, but it's another thing to make something that stupid, to make a statement that dumb. You know, you and the senator need to get together, the congressman need to get together. You both need to come see me and Skeptic Overlord, and we're going to help you guys with the PR. Wow. I mean, really, that stuff. Great read. Check it out. Who knows what it was? I mean, at the end of the day, does it really matter? But when the NASA guys come out and make statements like that, it really, really, really adds fuel to the fire.
I'm looking at one of the screen caps of this thing right now, and I have to agree, it is, at least agree with his initial perception, that it is rather a stunning observance.
No doubt. Apparition, what's his word?
Apparition, that's right. I don't see it as an apparition. It's something gray and round.
Yeah, exactly. And having spent, you know, a couple of years with the NASA folks while the beautiful and beloved wife was a rocket scientist there and a flight controller. They don't speak that way. You know, they're
apparition. Yeah, that's not in their vocabulary.
Yeah, I mean, that's just not something those folks say unless they're really surprised. And I've got a story about that I'll share in the future podcast, but really good one. My next one, alien abduction experiences. Don't be too graphic. Ooh, guess what forum that's in?
It sounds like it's, let's see, probably government projects?
Yeah, political science. this one actually caught my eye. This is a brand new member, October 5th, 2006 registration date. The next day at 1:10 in the morning, my time anyway. Who knows what time it was where she was at. Basically, this member seemed too much. Put up a really great, you know, opening post. Basically, it's here I go, part one, part two to follow. I'm new here, and let me begin by saying this is the best board I have seen.
Yay!
Yeah. Instantly, I like this member.
Damn straight.
I look forward to reading y'all's experience. Well, there's point number two why I instantly like this member. He knows how to say y'all. Experiences, and it will be a relief to finally share mine. She's a 45-year-old female, married, one grandchild, lives in Austin, Texas. Oh, point number three why I like this person.
Got lots of abductions down there, don't you?
Two dogs. Oh, there's another good one. Three cats. Well, that knocks one down. And she is not on any medication. She is considered very stable, and she is not under a doctor's care. Now, I find that really sensible to clear up front.
I have to mention, though, that the blue she has picked for her background color is one notch against her.
Yeah, but you know what? It's a new member, and I think we need to do some administrative help. And I think we need to pick her up and help her on her way and do internet color coordination. Yeah.
Okay.
So anyway, this thread goes on, and I think one of the fascinating parts of this thread, even more so than the original post and the story that it entails and covers, are the comments and the replies from our members. Absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah, I'm looking through the thread now, and it certainly is an interesting story. I you know how I feel about visitations.
Well, and me too. But this one comes off as someone who seems completely rational, logical, doesn't have anything, you know, no apparent axe to grind. It just caught my eye, and my initial thought was, wow, this is a writer, you know, getting her legs on our site. But as I went through it, that kind of diminished. And it's just a good read. It really is. I sent this one to John Lear.
Oh no.
Yeah. And I got his email about 10 minutes ago, and his reply was, you know, these are the same remarks I was reading 20 years ago at Johns Hopkins and Jacobs and Stryber and all the rest of them. This stuff's been going on forever. Nothing new, nothing shocking here. He totally agrees with pretty much everything she said. There you have it. I mean, that is verification.
Well, if John Lear says it.
That's it. That's it. I mean, you know.
When John Lear speaks.
When John Lear speaks, you're going to learn something. You may not believe it. You may not like it.
I may not want to learn it.
Yeah, exactly. But you are going to learn something. That man's not be diminished even by the skeptic overlord.
Well, no, that, it's not so much that, you know, I don't intend to make fun of UFO topics. See, I don't even want to say it. That's just it. It's a mental block. I just had a bad experience with UFO people, and I'm still getting over it to this day.
Yeah, and I've had bad experiences with all kinds of people, but I'm a big enough guy to where I can forgive and forget, weed out the crap from the silver.
Oh, come on. How is that possible?
But seriously, though, leaving the aliens and UFO forum, as much as I hate to, my next thread is really a personal favorite. The Human Brain Research Project. And this is in the research forum of www.abovetopsecret.com. In the research forum, tell them a little bit about the research forum, Bill.
It's for research.
Really?
That was started a while back.
Yeah,
as a means for members to collaborate on specific research topics. And it is it was a restricted access forum. I'm not sure if we're still restricting access.
We should be.
And I think we might want to eventually go back to the original purpose. But that was the intended purpose, that it was restricted to only people on research teams.
Right. Scholars, wasn't it?
Yes.
You had to be a scholar to get in there. And everybody that I see posting it is got scholar under their name, so I'm assuming.
Maybe everybody's a scholar. Right?
God, I hope so, because the research forum was kind of our sacred ground. You know, when it was set up, it was kind of, you know, we're gonna take a step above and beyond the typical, you know, skunk works, et cetera, et cetera.
Sure.
You know, so, kind of wide open.
Right. So tell us about this thread.
This thread? What thread? Oh, yeah, that thread.
The human brain thread.
This brain research thread. In all seriousness, this is a great piece of work. And if anybody who has any interest in that big thing between your ears, or in some people's cases, that small thing between your ears, read this thread. It has 1, 2, 3, 4 MD neurologists that are participating in it through association with our members. It has the great Kit Green, who is officially our scientific team member, world class doctor, medical doctor, forensic scientist, analyst and advisor to the Central Intelligence Agency.
And member of the Aviary.
The Aviary. Yes, the Aviary. We're gonna cover that, I think, in our closing. That's just too funny. However, this brain research forum, or brain research thread in the research forum, is absolutely worth reading. It's great. I mean, there's real legitimate scientific material presented here. Can you believe that?
No. On ATS?
Yes.
It's amazing.
It's without, you know, comparison. A website such as ours, getting involved in something at this level, to me, is just a testament to our membership. It really is.
Somebody with bona fide credentials.
Several somebodies with bona fide credentials.
That's just great.
Yeah, it really is. And it's absolutely worth reading. Keep tuned in. It's going to only get better. And there's going to be some real world involvement to certain degrees between AboveTopSecret.com, that'd be us, and the scientific community, that would be Kit Green, and potentially some of these other MDs that are involved in this very thread. And we're gonna, you know, who knows where it could go. But it's a great thread. Check it out, read it, keep up with the research forum. We have big plans for it.
Maybe when they're done, they can finally help you with that little problem you have.
Yeah, I don't know, man. You know, being an ultra genius is a big problem.
So I think as we're wrapping up here, we're running out of time. I don't want to bore members with an overly long podcast. We have a few good questions in the Ask the Amigos that we will hold off and cover on the first segment of the next podcast, which will probably be in about 3 weeks because we'll have more technical difficulties, I'm sure.
We'll see. Only we could fire ourselves.
It's going to be, well, that's going to be how long it's going to take to do the post-production on this one.
God, yeah, you poor bastard. Poor your brother.
So, tell me about this aviary, whatever.
Yeah.
Isn't the aviary where the S-P-E-R-O came from?
Yes. No.
S-E-R-P-O. I can't even spell it. I don't want to spell it. Serpo. Project freaking Serpo.
No, it's not. As much as the
that's how it's rumored to be.
Yeah, exactly. And that rumor is nothing more than rumor from the people who created that crap, that hoax, that whatever you want to call it.
Oh, and so the people that created that blamed the aviary, is that it?
Well, no, not exactly. What they did is they drug them in.
They drugged them?
They drugged them. They drugged the druggers. No, seriously. What happened was several members of the
in the same general thought you were talking about Serpo and said seriously.
Faux pas number 13. Make note of that. Seriously, what happened was threw it in again. The hoaxers used and abused the kindness of a couple of members of the aviary. And let's get something straight up front. The aviary is nothing more than a gag name put on several gentlemen of high credentials that had positions, sensitive positions, fairly high up positions in our government, in, you know, alphabet agencies and whatnot, that also, and coincidentally, happened to be interested in UFO phenomena.
Right, so they call them bird brains, and that evolved to aviary, is that right?
Well, no, not really. I mean, kind of, pretty much, but it was a gag name, you know, for, yeah, pretty much. Yeah, your bird brains for even looking into this stuff and whatever. Well, this was picked up on by several of the big time, you know, two-decade running hoaxers in the UFO, you know, genre, realm, whatever you want to call it. And
Doty.
And these guys, Doty. You know, these hoaxers had, you know, very limited contact with these gentlemen that are members of the quote-unquote aviary. And what they would do is they would take their commentary that was given in a completely different context, and they would try to implant it into their hoaxes to show some form of credibility for the story they were trying to pass off.
Okay, I'm going to do a scorecard here.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, how pitiful is this? The more I dig into this stuff, the funnier it gets. The part that intrigues me is that guys this smart are interested at all. That's the one little kernel that, you know, keeps me interested and keeps me, you know, looking. Because there is enough going on in the periphery that can't be explained from credible people. And I'll tell you something else. This exopolitics movement is trying to, and they state it, they're trying to move away from the witness testimony from credible witnesses and move it into the government cover-up. Why do they want to do that? They want to do that because they know they can never be disproven. So they can keep selling DVDs, keep selling books, and keep selling crap.
Whereas, yeah, that's part of the problem with the whole UFO thing that I just have trouble getting back into it. Because that topic is what got me into conspiracy theory in the first place, is sure, UFOs and aliens and visitations and all that. And you just have to keep track of all the different players that are hoaxing and trace back information to the source. Is it one of these creepazoids who's constantly hoaxing, or is it somebody who's actually got something to say? It's just mind-numbing.
Well, it gets pretty simple. If you cut through the mustard and you just only look at the testimony of credible witnesses and the testimony of people that have absolutely no reason, nothing
but
to sell, et cetera.
There's so much incest between all the different parties, like you just said. I mean, these SERPA hoaxers got Kit Green involved in a sideways way, so it's, you know, on first glance, as you're researching SERPO, you'd say, ooh, there's Kit Green. Ooh, it might be something. Right. And then you dig deeper, and, oh, there's nothing.
That's the beauty of this situation, is that they may have actually just shot themselves in the foot this time, because guys like us and realityuncovered.com, another great website, have actually dug into this and have opened up a dialogue with the Kit Greens of the world and Hal Putas and other people. And have found out, you know what? They were completely taken out of context. This is all crap. Right. So for the first time in 20 years, maybe we're going to get to the bottom of something. Maybe we won't.
Just maybe. What scares me about this, though, is 20 years from now, this is what 9/11 conspiracy theory is going to be like.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you bet.
Oh, no, there's no hope.
Yeah, but at least, like I said earlier today, at least 9/11 conspiracy theory has a genuine event they can point at that no one can deny.
Unless
the whole world knew about it.
Wait a second. It was a hologram.
Oh, yeah. You know what? And I'll tell you something. It could have just as easily been a hologram as real planes.
Yeah, sure. Just, yes, why not? Yeah, why not? Absolutely.
Close.
So, well, with that in mind, I think let's bring number five to a close on that wonderful note.
Yes.
Mr. Springer, why don't you take us home?
Well, everybody needs to do two things for us. One, love each other and be kind.
Love you.
No, I'm just kidding. Keep jamming, keep posting, keep going to ATS, and keep the quality content coming. We love you. Springer out.
And this is Skeptic Overlord. Also, keep podcasting. We need those podcasters to cast those pods.
This has been an official podcast for the world's largest conspiracy theory and alternative topics discussion board at AboveTopSecret.com. Had there been an actual conspiracy emergency, you would have been the strengthened, where to go, who to tell, what to say, and how to function in your daily life without dreaded feelings of overwhelming paranoia. For more podcasts and the best conspiracy discussion, deny ignorance, and visit AboveTopSecret.com.
Honey, get the freeze-dried food and bottled water. We're heading to the bunker.